Hi there, Coach Antonio Aguirre here for the Life Deck Show. I'm very excited to bring you so much value in each podcast episode, like this one that you're about to listen to. Well, I do hope you enjoy listening to each episode just as much as I did recording this for you. All right, let's dig into today's episode. Let's go. If you are in your 20s, you need to be watching this episode right now. Or if you're listening to this podcast, listen. Here are 10 things that I wish I learned during my 20s. And let's start off with the first one, which is you want to be able to enjoy your own company. It means, you know, going out, jogging by yourself, going to the gym, working out by yourself, working in solitude with yourself, of course, and spending so much time more with yourself instead of looking for company to do the things that are important for your growth. And learn to be comfortable with silence within your inner self. Most of the time, our minds talk to ourselves and tell us something, but we disregard it because we're too distracted with what's going on outside in the real world. Learn how to enjoy your own company because you're going to appreciate yourself a lot more with that. Second thing that I wish I learned in my 20s is that you want to be able to invest in learning. When you invest in learning, you avoid, you know, the expensive mistakes that others have already done as mistakes, and you avoid paying it yourself. Learn a year's worth of knowledge in a span of months. How? You know, you've done this correctly because you're already watching this episode or you're listening to this in a podcast. Another thing is, you know, being able to read books. And if you're not able to afford books, if you have a phone, and I'm sure you have a phone because you're able to watch this, or a tablet, go to like a website like pdfdrive.com and such. Download your favorite ebooks for free. The most popular books in the world are free, and you can download that to your ebook reader. And that's one way of investing in learning. That's the second one. Invest more in learning. Number three, consider how you look or consider your appearance. You know, I'm not saying like the clothes that you're wearing, okay? It doesn't matter what clothes you're wearing if you're not fit. Number one, exercise regularly and choose clothes that make you feel confident, not make you feel like you're trash. And it's significant to begin taking care of yourself early on as much as possible. Your image is very important, and how you look, that's the first impression that you will make to a lot of people. It boosts, for sure, your confidence. The clothes don't wear you. You wear the clothes. Don't make it appear that whatever brand that you're wearing defines you. It's not. Be confident with whatever clothes that you're wearing, but make sure they fit you properly. Consider your appearance. Number three. Next thing I wish I did more in my 20s is something that I did during my teens and when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I used to travel a lot. That was up until I started working in my 20s, and I completely forgot about traveling. I know, yeah, I did live in the US for about 2 years in my 20s, but I feel like it doesn't count because I worked most of those times as well. Begin by exploring in your own city and then visiting nearby towns and eventually nearby areas or the nearest countries next to your countries. You learn more about the culture, people, and most importantly about yourself and how you connect with those cultures that you're around with. Traveling is really good for you. One thing I did a lot when I was in grade school and high school, and I stopped doing it when I was in college, was journaling down most of my thoughts. And I've been journaling for the past 3 years now. And it's a great thing to be able to write down your thoughts, not just in sentences, but just phrases of thoughts that you feel, emotions that you have. If you want to write clearly, you want to be able to think clearly. It's just in correlation. When able to write clearly things, you are able to think your thoughts clearly. Pick up a pen and write. Don't use your phone to do this. Here are some things that you want to start writing. One of them is all the things that you want to achieve. Of course, that's going to be in one of your early pages in your notebooks. And another thing that you want to write is what is actually bothering you, that nosy, you know, workmate of yours or boss of yours, stuff like those. Write those down. And that's very important. Another thing is what you want to change in your life, the changes that you want to see in your life, what you don't like about yourself, and what you want to do to change those things. And for sure, if you do that, you will slowly find the difference in yourself, and people will start noticing noticing more about that in you. Next thing I wish I learned in my 20s is that I wish I took more risks. I remember when I was 28, I lost my last employment job and I was afraid to take a risk into doing something that I love, which was doing events. And it took being retrenched, being removed from a high-paying job to be able to do something that I love. And I think that was the extra push that I needed to actually start taking more risks. I remember asking, I think, my wife, is this the right thing to do? Not look for a job, instead focus on doing a business. And she said, we're in our 20s, might as well take some risks. And I did. And I've never looked back ever since. If you want to, you can start a business and pursue a far-fetched goal that you never thought possible. And the thing is, the upside is going to be full of possibilities. For sure, there's going to be failures. You might fail in whatever you're trying to pursue. And the downside of it is just mediocrity. Try to take some risks, small risks that leads up to bigger risks and such, but fail fast, but always fail forward. Don't forget to take some risks. Another thing that I wish I learned in my 20s was to build more meaningful relationships. I know we've all had meaningful relationships in school, growing up, you know, in your best friends in grade school, your good friends in high school, you know, the connections you made in college, and even in your work. But go out and spending time with people is not bad. If you're an introvert, I'm an introvert also myself, but try to spend time with people who are like-minded like yours or who can improve your mindset as a person. Stay away from people who are negative because it's really toxic. So you can have a person to share your dreams, your aspirations, your love, or what makes you happy. And all you need to know is how to strike a balance between those two, making sure that it's something that is good for your soul, but for your mental health as well. Try to build as many meaningful relationships in your life as you can. It's a good network as well. Another thing I wish I started doing in my 20s, which I only did in my 30s, is that I read more self-help books, or I just read more books. I remember some of the first books I read was Think and Grow Rich and Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I kept reading those books again and again, and it led to me reading more books as well. Finishing a book gives you that great hit of dopamine, and applying the lesson you have learned from it makes all the difference. I know I've said this a lot of times, reading books is very important up to this day. Read the books to be able to implement them. Most of the things that I share on my social media accounts are actually from books that I've read. And some of it may seem familiar to some people, some are not, but everything that I read, I highlight them and go back to it and write it down in my own explanation at times. And it feels good to be able to read, learn, share, and be able to implement that to yourself as well. In truth, whatever I write down is actually for myself. It just so happens that, you know, I have a lot of followers that are able to read them as well. It's a great thing to be able to read books, because with that, there's so much thoughts that you can actually share to the world. Read more books. Ninth thing that I wish I learned more in my 20s, which I hope I really did, was to find more role models for yourself. We all need someone to guide us, be in person or in books, or a friend or a coach or a mentor or a family member that you look up to, or where you want to be 5 years from now, 10 years from now. Having a mentor can actually change your life for good. And it's really a good investment to have one yourself. Find one that you'd like to marry yourself or be someone that you want to be in a few years' time. Find more role models. You know, role models are not perfect people. No one is perfect, but you take the good in them and combine that with the other good in the other role models that you have, and you're taking everything that's good with them. Find more mentors that you can look up to and work with. And lastly, this is one of the things I wish I learned to do during my 20s. I know that I graduated college when I was 21. I felt like, okay, I'm done studying. That's it. I'm done with education. That's all I need. Boy, was I so wrong. So many things I didn't learn outside of school that I learned through experience. But you don't have to. You can actually, nowadays, if you're in your 20s, you're so lucky, because we didn't have Google back then. We didn't have YouTube back then in the early 2000s. There was no social media, and websites were just down to like a few blogs. There wasn't much choices. Education now is free. You can Google, you can YouTube, social media is free. Choose education over entertainment. That's what I would say. And the best teachers and the information is available for free. Learn and learn how to upskill yourself. Focus on that one skill that brings so much value to so much people. And I guarantee you, the mastery of one skill that you have is going to be worth a fortune for you 5 to 10 years from now. Just be patient. Those are all the things I wish I learned during my 20s. And I don't regret learning them in my 30s and still learning them until now. I wish if you are in your 20s, you learn these important tips that I gave you. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. If you found value in today's episode, make sure to share it and tag me on your social media accounts, and I'll do my best to repost or comment on it. Follow me on Instagram at antonioaguirre.jr. Leave a comment about this episode and subscribe to me on my YouTube channel, Coach Antonio Aguirre Jr. I'll talk to you soon on the next podcast episode. All right? Peace.